Hello and welcome to the Building Generational Black Wealth Podcast, and I am Keith B. Jones, and today we're going to finalize our 10 commandments of personal finance. We're going to talk about commandment number 8, 9, and 10. So let's get right into it so that way we don't waste any time. So commandment number 8, creating a better value system. So in today's fast-paced world, it can be challenging to maintain a healthy balance in our lives. We often find ourselves caught up in the hustle, constantly striving for success and forgetting what truly matters. The key to personal growth and well-being is creating a better value system. And in this podcast, I'll explore the importance of value systems, how to identify your core values, and tips for aligning your life with these values for lasting happiness and success. So let's go over the importance of a value system. So number one, a value system is the foundation of our beliefs, attitudes, and actions. It guides our decision-making process and helps us determine what is essential in our lives. A strong value system is crucial for personal growth and well-being because it enables us to prioritize our time and energy effectively by focusing on what matters the most. We can achieve a more fulfilled and meaningful life. So number two, additionally, a well-developed value system is essential for maintaining healthy relationships. When we understand our values and those of others, we can better empathize and communicate with the people around us. This understanding promotes mutual respect and support, which are the cornerstones of any successful relationship. And number three, lastly, having a robust value system contributes to our overall happiness and mental health. When our values align with our actions, we experience a sense of congruence and satisfaction. This harmony reduces stress and anxiety, leading to increased happiness and well-being. Now, let's identify your core values because you have them. Number one, to create a better value system, it's essential first to identify your core values. These are the principles and beliefs that hold the most significance in your life. One way to discover your core values is by reflecting on the moments when you felt the most proud, fulfilled, or satisfied. Consider the underlying values that contributed to those experiences and write them down. Another method for identifying your core values, and this is number two, is to consider the qualities you admire in others. These qualities often mirror the values you hold dear. Additionally, think about the situations that make you feel uncomfortable or frustrated. These scenarios may reveal values that you find essential but are currently lacking in your life. And number three, finally, consider using a value assessment tool or worksheet to help you identify your core values. These tools can provide you with a list of potential values, allowing you to rank or select those that resonate the most with you. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to your core values. It's all about what matters the most, you know, to you. So let's talk about aligning your life with your values. So we've identified them, but how do we align them? So number one, once you've identified your core values, the next step is to align your life with these principles. Start by evaluating your current lifestyle, goals, and relationships. Are they in line with your values? If not, consider making changes to better align your life with what truly matters to you. Number two, setting specific and actionable goals that reflect your values is crucial for creating a better value system. Break down these goals into smaller, manageable steps and work towards them daily. Consistently work towards your core value-based goals because it will help you stay focused and motivated on your journey towards personal growth and well-being. And number three, finally, surround yourself with people who share or support your values. Building a network of like-minded individuals will provide you with encouragement and inspiration, helping you to stay committed to your value system. Remember, we are often influenced by those around us, so choose your circle wisely And so, because it's very important that you do that, guys. And I don't know, you may want to go through this commandment again. I just think that's amazing. But we're going to go to the ninth commandment, because I want to make sure we get through these on time. And it's another, I say this all the time, it's important. It really is. So stop procrastinating and start being prepared, okay? And I'm going to give you some tips on productivity. So do you often find yourself putting off important tasks until the last minute? Do you struggle with procrastination and find it hard to stay productive? If so, you're not alone. Many people struggle with procrastination, but it doesn't have to hold you back. And we're going to talk about that. So understand your procrastination triggers. What triggers it? Procrastination is often a symptom of a deeper issue. Understanding your procrastination triggers can help you address the root cause and take steps to overcome it. Some common procrastination triggers include fear of failure, lack of motivation, and feeling overwhelmed. Take some time to reflect on what triggers your procrastination and how you can address those underlying issues. One effective way to address procrastination triggers is to break tasks down into smaller, more manageable pieces. Rather than trying to tackle one big project all at once, break it down into smaller tasks so you can accomplish one at a time. This can help you stay motivated and feel more in control. Another strategy to identify your most productive time of day and schedule your most important tasks during that time. For example, if you're a morning person, try to tackle your most important task in the morning when you're most alert and focused. And finally, it's important to be kind to yourself and practice self-compassion. Procrastination is a common struggle, and it doesn't make you a bad person or a failure. Instead of beating yourself up for procrastinating, focus on taking small steps towards being more productive. Now, let's talk about getting organized and staying focused. One of the most common reasons people procrastinate is because they feel overwhelmed or disorganized. Getting organized and staying focused can help you feel more in control and reduce feelings of anxiety or stress. One effective strategy is to create a to-do list or schedule. Write down all the tasks that you need to accomplish and prioritize them based on their importance or deadline. This can help you stay focused and avoid being sidetracked by a less important task. And I used to do that. I used to have 40 things I had to do every day. I used to have to prioritize it like that. It's the only way I would get it done. Another effective strategy is to minimize distractions. Turn off your phone notifications, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and create a dedicated workspace that's free from distractions. This can help you stay focused and reduce the temptation to procrastinate. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help or support. Sometimes it can be hard to stay motivated or focused on your own. So reach out to a friend, family member, or colleague for support and accountability. And let's look at number three here. Cultivating healthy habits. So important. Finally, cultivating healthy habits can help you stay motivated and avoid procrastination. Some healthy habits to consider include getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, and practicing mindfulness or meditation. Getting enough sleep is crucial for productivity and focus. Aim for at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night to help your brain recharge and stay alert. Regular exercise can help boost productivity and reduce feelings of stress and anxiety. Even a short walk or workout can help you feel more energized and focused. And finally, practicing mindfulness or meditation can help you stay centered and focused. Take a few minutes each day to sit quietly, focus on your breath, and clear your mind. This can help you feel more centered and focused, which can help reduce the temptation to procrastinate. And listen, procrastination, it can be a tough habit to break, but it's not impossible. By understanding your triggers, getting organized and staying focused, and cultivating healthy habits, you can overcome procrastination and be more productive. Remember to be kind to yourself. Take small steps and reach out for support when you need it. And I like that. So Let's go to number 10. And this is the 10th commandment, guys. And we're almost home here because I want to make sure you guys get this done. And this is a perfect one to end it on, I think. And it's how to let go of the past and move forward. Do you ever find yourself dwelling on past mistakes or events? Do you feel stuck and unable to move forward because things that have happened in the past? If so, you're not alone. Letting go of the past can be difficult and sometimes a painful process, but it's essential if you want to live a happy and fulfilling life. So, and we're going to talk about that, this 10th commandment. So acknowledge and accept your emotions. So the first step in letting go of the past is to acknowledge and accept your emotions. It's normal to feel angry, sad, or hurt about things that have happened in the past. However, holding on to these emotions can keep you stuck and prevent you from moving forward. Instead, try to identify your emotions and allow yourself to feel them. Don't try to push them away or ignore them. Acknowledge that they are valid and accept them as a natural part of the healing process. Once you've acknowledged and accepted your emotions, you can begin to work through them. One way to do this is by journaling. Write down your thoughts and feelings because it can help you process them and gain clarity about what's holding you back. You can also talk to a trusted friend or a therapist who can offer support and guidance as you work through your emotions. Another helpful strategy is mindfulness meditation. This practice involves focusing your attention on the present moment without judgment or distraction. By practicing mindfulness regularly, and we just talked about this, in commandment number 9, you can learn to observe your thoughts and emotions without becoming overwhelmed by them. This can be a powerful tool for letting go of the past and finding peace in the present. So letting go of the past requires self-compassion. This means treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. It's important to remember that everyone makes mistakes and experiences setbacks in life. Beating yourself up over the past mistakes or failures will only make it harder for you to move forward. Instead, practice self-compassion by speaking to yourself kindly and offering yourself the same empathy and understanding you would offer a close friend. Focus on your strengths and accomplishments rather than dwelling on your failures. Remember that you are worthy of love and respect regardless of what has happened in the past. And finally, it's important to focus on the present and future rather than dwelling on the past. This means setting goals and taking action towards the life you want to create. Make a plan for the future and take small steps each day to move closer to your goals. Celebrate your progress and keep moving forward, even when setbacks occur. Another helpful strategy is to practice gratitude. Take time each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for, no matter how small they may seem. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can help you shift your mindset from one of lack and negativity to one of abundance and gratitude. So in conclusion, letting go of the past is a journey that requires patience, self-compassion, and a willingness to take action. By acknowledging and accepting your emotions, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on the present and the future, you can let go of the past and create a fulfilling life. Remember, you are not defined by your past, and the future is full of endless possibilities. So listen, I want to thank you all. If you all made it to the 10th commandment here, fantastic. Hats off to you. But listen, you got to go back and listen to them. Don't just listen one time and think you got a good understanding. Go back and listen, take notes, and then apply it to your daily life where you may have room, you know, to use it. So, but thank you guys very much. Look forward to you guys coming back on the next podcast. And remember to tell a family member or a friend about it because it's important that everybody learns these 10 commandments of personal finance. Let your children listen to it. Make them listen to it, you know, so that they can get them down pat. So thank you guys for tuning in. Have a wonderful day.